We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac, episode 2 of the reunion, guys. Check it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You got a vogue with it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, 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 welcome. We are Real Housewives of Potomac. It is part 2 of the reunion. Y'all, we finished up. We're done. We made it through to the end. It seemed like it took forever.
It did take forever.
I feel like it's been on since.
When
did it start? I don't know. It's been forever.
King's birthday.
There you go. Since the King's birthday, y'all, it's been on, but we made it through. Thank you guys all in the chat room for hanging out with us and waiting for us. Sorry we're running a little bit late today, but yeah. We on it anyway, and we're going to jump right on in to what they was talking about. And surprise, 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 they were talking about whether you're black or you're white.
Which has been the recurring theme
throughout
of the
season.
You know, Courtney, they just got renewed for season 2.
Yes, you told me. But no, you tell the numbers of what they were pulling
in. Now, I don't know how actual and factual this is, but it came across my Twitter feed that they pulled in ratings of 16.9 million viewers.
Y'all know that's a whole lot of people.
Allegedly tuning into Potomac.
Tuning into, like, so was that like an aggregate or was that like one that like episode?
Was that the premiere?
You know, like, was that overall 12 episodes?
Right.
Like, whatever. Either way, that's a lot of viewers. They apparently did it and I figured they were coming back.
I just hope that for season 2, we're not talking about the same stuff.
We will. Especially if these same people are back. Goodness. All right. So, Katie, are you black or are you white? Are you not? We don't know. You still don't know. But all Robin wanted you to know was, girl, I was just trying to ask a question. She repeated it like 8 million times. It was just a question. It was just a question. Why is everybody so sensitive about it? It's just a question. Really? A room full of black people, you asking why racial questions are sensitive?
Well, I personally didn't see anything wrong with Robin's question. Did you?
I didn't see anything
She just innocently asked, can we get the live feed, by the way?
Oh, yes, please.
She just innocently asked, you know, what box do you check off?
Yes. And we did get some feedback before that she asked that after they had had a conversation about
exactly
like what the kids
would be. They've been talking about it, so it wasn't like this
random like, girl, what's your kids?
What are you? What do you identify as?
Yes, but she was very offended, and apparently Charisse was all kinds of offended also when she asked about whether or not the kids should have to, box they would check, and Charisse said, I just thought that was just totally inappropriate, and I was super offended. Girl.
But Katie kind of put her foot in her mouth, and she did sound so stupid when she was saying, my kids don't look black now.
And
so if they look black when they get their licenses, they're like, what are you trying?
And by the way, your kids don't look white. They look ethnic.
They do.
I mean,
the texture of that hair
is curly. You know, slightly tan skin. They're obviously ethnic, but like, whatever. Whatever makes you feel good, girl, I'm not mad at you. But you are black on your license, Katie. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. If you commit a crime, you are black.
Giselle got her together.
Yeah, she did bring that up.
What's on your driver's license?
Yes.
Oh, it's not black, it's African American.
And she's like, I didn't pick it. They picked it for me. That is the entire point of
proven,
the conversation.
Like,
exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. And then Andy trying to be all, you know, diplomatic, asking everybody, well, Ashley, being that you're biracial, what did you think of all this conversation? Ashley tried real hard. She was trying real hard, y'all. She was trying so hard to be like super smart and like, well, actually, I think it's really strange that like the two most European looking girls on the panel, they're all blonde. And that's very European
of
them.
When you're blonde and you straighten your hair, that means
you want to be white.
Sick of that. Do you know how often I see this going on with a certain sector of Twitter, especially when there are conversations of white people with dreads, that whole debate.
Yes.
Well, black women get blonde
hair.
I don't even want to crack that open on this after show because it'll run for 2.5 hours if I do.
Yeah, that's a long conversation about something else.
It's so layered.
Ashley, I'm so sorry that you brought that up, but you tried, girl. You tried.
You really thought you had a point, sis.
Yes, you really tried.
Kudos.
All right, so then we jump into, it's still racial because Robin asked another question, but it was just a question. She said, is it a white boy thing that they slap each other on the butt? butts because obviously what's his face, Michael smacked Andrew on the butt at the party.
And Andrew didn't seem to have a problem with it.
So she thought she was just being like, well, I ain't never seen that happening for real.
By the way, speaking of Andrew, I did see what you all tagged me in on Instagram with him. I guess there's a picture of him giving Katie a foot massage, honey, and I saw the missing finger.
Yes, we talked about the missing digits. And I know the English brought it up. Yes, yes.
When she, ooh, that was weeks ago.
Weeks ago,
we had never seen it, but we got, well, I got tagged, and I think you did too, but you don't be checking your notifications.
I'm bad. It's only because I don't have good reception. Like,
you were good with Insta DM today.
I did, and it popped right up too, so it came, so I responded real fast. I'm working on my social media skilling. But, so back to this. Okay, so white boys smack each other on the butt, apparently, and it's fine. But Juan Dixon only gives dap, or what else did she say? Something else. And then she
first of all, you all tagged me in another thing with Juan on the basketball
with
court.
With Jordan smacking that ass.
And I thought it was so funny because, you know, I'm not here to police anyone's femininity.
Yes.
But Robin, you looked very, very familiar and very, very comfortable when you was like, you know, you gotta dab it. Like, she turned into hoops.
Yes.
That's what Twitter calls her. They call her Potomac Hoops. From Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love, for those of y'all that don't remember, those I remember it well. Yes, because it was, oh my God, that was what, 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was
15 years ago.
It was the birth of Ratchet.
The birth of Ratchetry on VH1 TV.
VH1 struck gold with that, and they hadn't let go of our edges since. They haven't.
Well, speaking of ratchetry and edges being let go, but Eddie let his wifey go because he didn't show up to her birthday party. So we got to talk about the birthday party. So Sharice, the whole thing comes up. Basically, Andy's asking her, like, what's up with you and your man now? Like, what's going on? And Sharice was just, we're fine.
I love when Andy was like, do you talk to him about anything?
Do you talk to him about anything? He's like, yes, I love him. I feel commitment to my vows. And then she said if a divorce was going to happen, it wasn't going to come from her. Why not? You going to wait for him? Like, why are you just going to sit around in your house by yourself? Because he obviously not trying to find a job nowhere near you. He ain't trying to come back to you. He ain't even talking to you because obviously at the end of the episode, we find out they don't even talk.
So, I'm going to say it's safe to assume that Sharice is not taking this plunge because it has something to do with fiscal matters.
Of course.
So, it's at this point, it's not even sad to me. I'm so tired of this storyline with Sharice and her phantom husband.
It's gross.
I'm so over this storyline.
And we also got her talking about, apparently she sent a stank text message to some of the girls that said, please don't make up lies to make yourself relevant as it relates to my marriage. And then they got in a fight about something that happened 4 years ago that I don't know what the hell they was talking about. I'm still confused. So Giselle brought up your husband 4 years ago and now you're mad and texting him and not remembering the text, like, it makes no sense. And then another dig.
And it seems like things have gotten worse between Sharice and her husband after the show.
He's not talking to her at all. Like, oh, so
this is just mess.
That's not your husband. Why are you married? I don't understand. Whatever.
This is mess.
But if it works for you, girl, I'm happy for you. But
a lot of the people in the live feed are saying they don't want Sharice back next season. What do you think about that?
Okay, at first, okay, I did not like Sharice at all in those first couple episodes. And then she grew on me. And then
Because of Watch What Happens Live.
And then because she opened up. Because it was obvious that she was hiding something and trying to, like, hide it by talking smack about everybody else. But then to sit and watch her on the reunion, she did the exact same thing again. It was like she had the same arc that she had during the season. It's like, boo, just keep it real. Like, you said you're trying to keep it real. Like, don't act all fake and phony and then call
Sharice's
everybody else.
Cleaning lady. Linda, is
I
that
do,
her name?
Yes.
She seems way more entertaining than... Thank you all. They're complimenting my hair. I kind of went for Kenya Moore.
Her hair is so good, y'all. I'm trying to get some of it.
No. My inspiration was Kenya with this most recent reunion. Now, it's a little sweaty because I did some acting today.
No, but it looks good.
And I did a club scene for 4 hours.
Well, it looks so good regardless.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it.
She did that with the hair. Okay, so, and speaking of which, thank God Sharice changed her hair because when we got them flashbacks at that birthday party and that hair, it was like, girl, she looked like a wet rat.
You know, it would have been different, I think, if it were styled and if it were installed. Properly, the fact that it looked like it was hanging on by a single bobby pin at the crown of her head, and it looked kind of like sweated out, like the ends were fried.
And it was the color of her half of her skin. Like, it just didn't work.
She needed some dimension. That's all she needed was some low lights or highlights.
She needed some dimension. That's good. But
no one wants a flat color.
Nobody wants a flat color. ever.
Even on your makeup. Fro,
even if it's a fro, like, well.
Well, fros have texture, so you don't really need dimension. So you don't need the color.
I got you. Okay, so back to Sheree. So she tried to take a dig at Giselle again. She called her pedigree and related it to animals. But apparently, girl, you are not so good with your vocabulary because pedigree also relates to your lineage and your ancestry. So that wasn't a dig that worked. But we learned that Katie is inspired by Sharice, and her vulnerability changed Katie's life. Sharice gave her the strength to just say no to her. Okay, not Katie, gonna be her husband.
By the way, really briefly, I'm loving this nail color.
Yes. What is this? This would be OPI Vampire in the Buff.
That's good. I'm wearing an OPI color too. It's called Aloha, but it's kind of old right now.
Oh, but no, it looks
it's gonna
good
get changed
though.
On Thursday.
It's very spring, almost summery.
That's what
it's,
I was going
you're moving
for.
Into summer. I almost went to summer, but you know, we be doing jobs and stuff, so right. I have to try to keep it neutral, which is frustrating. But
I just felt like it looked like, you know, hot weather.
Yes, hot weather, because it is hot out here, y'all. Just in case y'all didn't know, in California is like 95 Ooh, degrees today. I'm like sweating. The only reason I have this on is because it gets cold inside because of damn ass air conditioning. Okay, so we also got Katie, Andrew, marriage, nonsense talk again.
This was the literally the climax of the reunion for
the
me.
Climax for you? Okay, the climax it for was. Me was when she said she was only married for 14 months because I ain't realized that shit. I was like, girl, and you got three kids?
You know what? I always go back and forth in my head when people give months versus like the year. Like, why not just say like a year and 2 months? To me,
well,
that sounds a little bit more solid than
well,
14
nah,
months.
Well, nah, dog. Because once you, if you don't make it past 2 years, you only get to give the months. Like
three kids within the span of 14 months. How does that add
well,
up?
Well, she said she was pregnant when she got married.
Right.
And she laughed. So she literally was pregnant, probably gave birth really soon after getting married. And then
but it takes
almost
9
immediately.
Months to cook a baby.
So she almost immediately got pregnant again.
And then after the divorce,
you know, the
she got knocked
right
up again? Or are they twins?
No, no, they're twins.
Oh, okay.
They're twins. Yes. So, and the little detail that we found out that she had a little custody situation that was very unfortunate was interesting, I guess. But otherwise, I don't really care.
I always give a side eye when there's custody issues.
I'm giving a side eye because you
especially
got three
when it comes,
kids
especially when it comes
marriage.
To the mother, when it's the mother that may potentially have the kids taken from her. I call it what
the
you
law,
want, but I
well,
always
the, I agree
give
because
it a,
laws are in favor of the mother.
Mom,
so you got to really do some trifling-ish to get your kids took from you.
Yep.
Okay, Miss Katie. So we don't care about your marriage because we knew
it
was a hoax anyway. They broke up like the day before.
They broke up.
But they were already broken up. She said they had broken up months ago.
And didn't she say that she asked him something like, wow, do you want really want to marry me?
She asked him, do you want to marry me? And he just was like, I don't know. The same way he's been the entire season.
Katie, sis, you need a revolution.
You're too cute,
a resolution.
Girl. Let it go, honey. You need to just like raise your kids for a little while. It's okay not to get married.
You know what?
Right
honestly, now that I think about it, just because the live feed is saying that they don't want Sharice back next season, I'd be totally fine if Katie didn't come back next
season.
See,
I want Katie back.
Well, she does add that
she
edge.
Adds that, like,
she's different, but she needs a different storyline. I'm so over the whole ultimatum and marriage and all
agreed.
Of this.
Yes.
It's just so
it's
late
really thirsty,
and played
girl.
To me, and you look bad,
but
sis.
I do say that she gave us a little inkling. I started to like her more towards the end of this reunion than I did going into it, because she did say that she admitted that, like, she felt a lot of pressure, and she put pressure on herself because her marriage was such a sham to begin with. It was only 14 months. She's got three kids, and she was
but that's
embarrassed.
What I'm saying. Wouldn't
and
you
I feel
want,
power. I'm glad she said that.
In a perfect world, if you all's marriage only lasted 14 months,
I wouldn't
want
to get married.
The next guy that you married, you would want to make sure that he really wants
really
to marry
wants
you.
Really wants to be in a marriage. Agreed.
Because if you put that pressure on a guy, you may only end up being married for 6 months
yes,
the second go round.
Exactly.
You need to find someone who really wants to marry
really.
You.
Really wants to marry
him. Because that's how you know that he ain't going nowhere. You know, they say in relationships, everything's 80-20.
That's true.
Nothing is 50-50.
I agree with that.
In every relationship, is always someone who likes / loves
a little
the
bit
other
more.
Person a little harder.
And that can actually shift over time, too. So
oh, yeah.
You never,
oh,
it's always,
all the time.
It's constantly moving.
Yeah,
but
it's
I'm
fluid.
Glad in that when she said that, I felt happy for her that she gave the ring back and is not. Supposedly going
and
to
watch they'll be engaged again
I mean maybe in like 2 years because I don't know how long they've been dating, but it can't be that long.
Like Karen said, as soon as that man said, we gonna get married in 5 years, she would have been like, oh, no,
I'll play it. That's not even funny.
I think anybody with common sense would do the same thing.
But in her defense, I feel like that shows her vulnerability because she really, really wants to be married and be in a unit with those kids. And it's sad, but it's a vulnerable spot for her. And she admitted to it. If she hadn't admitted to it, then I'd still be like, whatever, but she admitted to it. She also admitted to being bisexual, which was super exciting for everybody at the table, especially Andy, because Andy's like, ooh, what about you guys? And Karen, of course, was like, no, I'm strictly dickly. I'm not getting nothing else except from my big old daddy Ray. And of course, Giselle
and Hoops were like, no, ma'am. Evelyn and Hoops were like, no, ma'am.
And Ashley, yeah, I had a girlfriend when I was 18. Yeah, it was like a real relationship.
Of course. I mean, duh.
No surprise there.
It's so predictable.
Not shocked
of course
at all.
You, Ashley.
But Karen, Katie did say she felt like everybody was bisexual. Do you believe that?
Well, you know what? To an extent, I do, because honestly, I do believe that sexuality is fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And you all can call it what you want. But I do believe that if the right one showed up, you would, because you can't help who you're attracted to.
Yes.
You really can't help. You don't go by, I mean, you do go by, I guess you go by genitalia, but you, let's say, for example, if it's a trans person,
yeah,
you don't, and you don't know that they're trans and you're attracted to them, you can't help who you're attracted to.
Yeah.
But I do think sexuality is very, very fluid. And I actually heard that a while back.
Yeah, I actually
No one is 100% anything.
Yeah, I read a really awesome article that actually made me sort of agree that sexuality is on a spectrum. And mm-hmm. very few people, there are people that are 100% hetero, 100% not hetero,
mm-hmm.
but most people fall somewhere else on the spectrum. It's not like the majority of people.
I know someone who is a prominent celebrity out here mm-hmm. who recently discovered that he is bisexual. And I say recently because you all know him. Everybody talking right now knows this guy. And he said that he can get any panties that he wants. And that gets boring, so he wanted to try something new.
Oh my.
When you have access, and I guess privilege like that, like, if you can get any,
and you can get
if you have access to any vagina that you want, this is what he was telling me. It gets boring.
He has no access to my vagina.
Mine either.
Moving on. All right, so we'll wrap up Katie's nonsense with her Casino Royale event. Basically, a guest like asked, was like, girl, didn't think it was stupid that you was trying to raise $100,000 in 2 weeks? And she was like, no, because I had $50,000 already pledged. I just needed the right committee, and this wasn't the right committee. But now Charisse is on her committee, and she's definitely going to do her event, and it's going to be great. But I will give her credit, because she did say, she's like, I always believe I can do something, and somehow I always pull it off. So you got to give her that credit, you know? She believes in
herself. I'm living for the way you're flipping these pages.
She's living for herself. You're living for herself. But we got a lot more to cover. Let's finish this up. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, okay, we go jump into the girls' trip, which we were all annoyed by because what's his name?
Michael showed up at the drag bar.
At the drag bar. Everybody got upset. Karen thought he was going to grab her titas. Ray got some new teeth, y'all. He was on the panel. You noticed for us.
Looking like Lanith the Elite.
Yes.
Just chicklet. Steve Harvey teeth.
So they just like jumped into that. Ray basically was just like, you were living out your male fantasy, and he was like
really
what?
Ray, really what? Like I think everybody was side-eyeing
we
Ray.
Were all like,
but you know what? Michael grabbed him by his edges when he said, what did he say that was real cutty about Karen?
What do I want with that
when I have this?
And then she
was like, don't come for me.
Because Ray has had this for 20 years and you just wish you could have... Girl, bye.
It's not about Ray, honey.
It's about me.
Why would I want your old ass when I got this young little tender thing?
Thank you.
Right here.
And then we jumped into Karen. I didn't realize when Karen said the whole thing about ejaculating inside of you and all of that, like, mm-hmm. that she was saying that that would rectify all their relationships with the girls. But then Giselle kind of qualified it and was like, well, you know, motherhood changes women often for the better, hopefully, and we just feel like that would be a good step for Ashley, and then maybe we will bond on a different level. So congratulations, guys. I hope you bond after she has a baby, because that was the dumbest
situation.
Aren't
they still beefing, though?
Who knows?
Wait, Ashley's pregnant?
No, not that I'm aware of. Y'all find out, let me know, but I don't think she's pregnant. I mean, I don't even know that she's trying. I think she's pregnant with her restaurant, just like trying to grow it.
Yikes.
Make
you
it
tried
strong.
That was shady.
But yes.
That was a little shady, Corey.
I mean, she's working on it, girl. She got... restaurant is some work.
What's his face going down in Atlanta? Do you know?
Who?
The old lady gang.
Old lady
the
gang. Burris Tucker restaurant. I don't know, but we were supposed to look up when Candy's birthday. Y'all was going to tell us when Candy's birthday is.
No, she's a Taurus. She's a Taurus. May, next month.
Oh, I ain't heard nothing about it opening.
We'll see. I follow Candy on the gram.
I wish I was going home next month. My mom would love it for Mother's Day, and I would try to check it out. But whenever I go home, I will check it out and let y'all know. Okay, so then we jump to Giselle dating. Nobody cares. I mean, they get
and
into
it. And then Herman, really? I'm glad that she was like, he needs to spend the night. Like, she needs some edge. Herman just seems like a walking, sleeping pill. He's like a Ben Carson.
Yeah.
You know how when Ben was worse talking.
At least Ben got some pass edge. He stabbed somebody when he was
he did.
Did you hear that story?
No, I'm not interested in anything Ben Carson, honey.
Ben Carson was amazing.
But it, yeah, it's like, Herman, you know, those was, type of people who are walking, sleeping pills.
He wasn't even walking and I was asleep. He was just sitting there and I was like, look at your face. No, I'm not into him at all. But she did say she's been getting a lot more attention on the gram since she's been on the show. And the thing that she likes the most is that now she's like the cool mom with her daughters. They think she's amazing since the show aired. But
yeah,
then everybody started calling her a narcissist, and then Charisse again tried to define a word that she didn't know the definition to.
Charisse was so confident.
I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. Sorry. But then somehow we end up back on Katie again, hoeing at the birthday party for Ashley where she was drunk. Everybody thought she was on pills. I don't think it was so far-fetched that they thought she was on something.
No,
and not
either.
Just drunk. Like,
me
I don't think
either.
It was
but
so crazy.
But I was
crazy.
Mad that they turned that into a storyline.
Well, they didn't have no other ones. What else
that
are we going
to
do?
Just over it. Just stupid.
I mean, Giselle gave us a little more juice that they had a little situation in her car where Katie jumped in there and was drunk and running off at the mouth at Robin. Robin got pissed off and cussed her out and got out the car. And basically, in the end, Giselle basically just saying, like, yo, I can't deal with you because you always damn drunk and I'm trying to be on camera with you and I can't talk to you. And that was the end of that story.
I need a gif made of you flipping these pages. Like, I swear I would use it on Twitter.
That was the end of that. Like,
I swear I would use it. I feel like I got the janky chair because
it keeps
I'm
sinking,
like sinking
as you like. Yeah, it's sort of going down slowly.
Okay, keep talking while I adjust.
Let's see what else they got. So basically, they just went back and forth fighting, saying, "Just don't be drunk. Won't you stop being drunk? Don't pee on the couch." Because apparently, Katie peed on the couch.
See, and I thought it was Karen when I saw the teaser.
I did
because
too.
You know, sometimes
she's a little
when
older.
You get a little older. Older,
yes.
You know, you sneeze or you laugh too hard and you start spotting. You start.
Well, Katie tried to blame it on having her three babies. And girl, I don't know. I mean, you might get a little drizzle. But then nobody said she did not pee. Everybody was like, oh, why you go there? You don't have to go there. So the girl peed on the couch.
Right.
She was drunk, she was late, and she peed on the couch. And she's drinking so much because she wants somebody to marry her and she's depressed.
Yeah.
So when she was coming for Giselle talking about, girl, you hate yourself and you miserable and sad, like, maybe you the one that's sad and miserable and you need to stop drinking and peeing on the couch. Okay, so.
Oh, people are calling Herman a thumb.
Oh, dang,
in the live
y'all.
Chat, they say he looks
like a thumb.
Someone else said he looked like big toe. Someone
I was
saying
gonna
he
say
looks
it's
like
more like a toe than a
chewed
thumb.
Gum. You all are just
just terrible. Just
I gotta wag
terrible.
My finger at the live chat tonight because y'all own one.
Katie should probably invest in some Kegel exercises and maybe some Kegel balls if she's claiming that it was just a little leakage. But you know, whatever. Who cares? Hmm. So basically, we ended with everybody sort of giving their last thoughts.
With the toast, with the champagne.
With the toast and the champagne. Charisse said everything isn't what it seems. And then after everybody else talks, she says, I lied, guys. Sorry. My husband doesn't even talk to me at all. Ashley said she loved it. It was a learning experience. She looked at herself and was like, yeah, I probably should stop doing certain things. Robin said, yeah, she got to figure out her situation with Juan. Thank goodness. But she's not going to do it. She's totally not going to do it. They're going to keep sleeping together and living together and it's gonna be Katie said everything is open and I learned how to be like honest and I understood honesty and fakeness, so congratulations Katie, glad you figured that out. Giselle again brings up that she's a cool mom now, so she feels pretty good about that. So I mean,
I really I want to say out of this cast, who was your favorite? I'd say Giselle is mine.
I guess actually Karen is mine because she's
Karen, she
delusionally
does
entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah. But I would give Giselle the runner-up position there.
Giselle is positioning herself to be like the NeNe.
Yeah, she's trying.
Yeah.
But I don't even think she came hard at anybody really because she was kind of a weak comeback kind of
girl.
Yeah,
she was.
So,
she wasn't bringing it. Never have I ever.
No.
She don't bring it like.
And then when she was talking about saying like how she didn't want to interact on camera because Katie was drunk and stuff like that, it just kind of showed that she wasn't really trying to play the game. Even though Katie is accusing her of being fake and trying to play the game because she could have been faking all up in your face and let the cameras catch you all drunk and fucked up. So anybody else? Oh, and then Karen. So Karen closes it out basically trying to be Phaedra, as you mentioned while we were watching it.
Phaedra's closing speech slayed Karen's, and they gave Phaedra the cute music bed.
They did.
It was all like, it made me feel good.
Yeah, but Karen didn't get that. But they got champagne, guys, and they got to wear their BD sequin horrible dresses home, I'm sure. And I hope they all burn them
all. And their 2007 makeup trends.
They're terrible. The hair and makeup, and the, it was so disappointing. But we have another season. They will be back. Are you excited?
I have to say, I think I am.
I know.
I think I am because I feel like they're going to regroup. And hopefully, if these ladies are watching, maybe I'll tag them on Twitter.
I think
they will regroup and hopefully give us some good.
Some good.
But I feel like they do need some cast mix-ups, honestly.
Yes.
Just like, remember, think back to Atlanta. Season one, there was Lisa Wu Hartwell, Deshaun Snow.
Well, then they got rid of Deshaun.
And they got rid of Lisa, too.
No, not that first season. Lisa got two or three seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was, I think, it was definitely two, but it might have been three.
But season two, didn't they bring, what season did Candy come on?
Candy came, it might have been two.
Two or three, one of, like, it just needs to be spiced. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, they just gotta find the
sprinkles.
Because
this show really does have potential.
I agree.
To be good.
Yes.
They just need some,
and I can't wait to see how many of them remodel their kitchens before they shoot again.
I can't wait to see where Robin and Juan are living.
I hope they just got like a cute little condo.
Well,
like a two-bedroom.
When you said kitchen, that made me think of it because you know she has the best kitchen now with her granite countertops.
And well, Sharice's kitchen is not so bad.
We haven't seen Robin's, and Robin lives in a place that has a good kitchen.
Well, we'll see what they do when they come back next time. I guess it'll be,
by the way, I noticed that only two husbands were at
well they ain't got no more husbands.
I know,
Sharice
saying,
ain't got a husband.
I'm saying I don't think I realized that because I'm used to Atlanta with
where
a row
everybody
of men,
got a men
a row of man men sitting behind the women, and it was like these, it just
because Giselle ain't got nobody. Juan ain't showing up because technically that ain't her man.
Sharice
ain't got no man. He's a phantom daddy, like who knows. Whatever. Well, congratulations ladies, you made it through a whole season of The Real Housewives.
Yes, thank you all for joining us.
I know.
Too.
Thank you guys all in the chat room and everybody that's been making the comments. We appreciate you guys. We laugh at all the stuff you guys give us.
Really?
Hopefully, I guess they'll be back maybe around the time that Atlanta comes back, I bet.
Probably in the fall.
Probably in the fall, like late fall, like November.
Very,
so,
the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
The
probably.
Sunday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That first week of December or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you guys again for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV. You make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV, and you can follow me at Stuart Starlet.
You can follow me at Char Says So.
I love that I was looking at the main camera, not my camera. It's all good. Y'all, say your prayers out there for Jesse Janity. He's back home with his family. We love him. We thank you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.